Culturize. Every student, every day. Whatever it takes. Author, Jimmy Casas. Where average is. As school teachers and leaders, we must take time to reflect on and be willing to examine our school cultures through the eyes of students and staff. Our goal is to challenge the average thinking and to improve the school culture. Our kit consists of four core principles that together produce a positive school culture. Core Principle 1. Champion for students. The most important factor in determining the success or failure of any student is the way their educators connect with them. Culture builders understand that the promise of expectations left unfulfilled can sometimes leave the students feeling drained and defeated. They remain committed to the idea that fair sometimes means treating students differently in order to level the playing field for some. Some kids just take longer to demonstrate learning, just like some adults. Those who believe this also believe that students are our most precious commodity. Behind every child's face is a story that needs to be heard, appreciated, respected, valued, and in some cases, shared. Inhibited by the three C's. Three interrelated areas either propel or inhibit a child's success in school. 1. Connection. Many students have shared with us that they want to have meaningful and purposeful relationships with their teachers and their principals, but instead feel complete disconnection. As champions for students, our responsibility is to put the systems into place to ensure that all, not just some, students are cared for on a more personal level at school. 2. Capability. When students overhear a teacher say, "I don't think she can do this," or "He isn't AP material," they believe it and settle at a level of average or below, rather than pushing to reach excellence. We either believe that all students have the potential to learn at a level that reflects success, or we don't. 3. Confidence. Whether it is in the area of academics, fine arts, or athletics, the key to success for students is to build up their confidence to the level they believe they can learn or achieve anything they put their minds to. Culture builder number 1. Recognize what's going well. Take a moment to reflect on the work you do with students. If you're in a school or district leadership position, ask your staff members to reflect on their work with students and what they do to cultivate a positive culture in their classrooms. Culture builder number 2. Change student behavior by changing adult behavior. Even if the adults in your organization handle some situations superbly, some student situations will result in referrals. When that happens, flip your mindset and view the interaction as an opportunity to cultivate a relationship with a student who needs you in their corner. Culture builder number 3. Reach out and call someone. Personal phone calls, letters, home visits, delegating local resources, and so on, if done with the intention of better understanding the struggles your students and their families are facing, can make a significant impact on a student's desire to attend school. Sometimes all it takes to establish a personal connection is for someone to reach out and say, "We care, and we are here to support you and your family." Core Principle 2. Expect excellence. Educators in successful schools understand that their primary responsibility is to build a community where everyone has the opportunity to demonstrate their own capacity to lead and genuinely see themselves as a leader. Leadership gets put into action by focusing on the simple things, engaging everyone in conversation, supervising and acknowledging students in a positive manner, showing up on time, taking notes and being present during staff meetings, or calling parents simply because they wanted to acknowledge their child's effort in class or to say thank you for their support. Say no like a culturalizing leader. Despite the natural fear of disappointing people or dealing with negative reactions, saying no is unavoidable in the role of any leader. Here are a few things that may help you if you struggle with saying no. 1. Pay attention. Pay attention to how you say no, so it doesn't become more about you than the no itself. Take time to follow up with the individual or group whose request was denied. Doing so lets the other person or group know that you understand and respect their feelings of frustration and disappointment. 2. Power and rightness aren't the same. If you said no at first, but later see how the response could be a yes, don't let pride get in the way. 3. Accept that dealing with stressful situations is a part of saying no. Stress is an inherent part of an educator's work, but how you manage stress is up to you. 4. Sometimes a no is the beginning of a deeper relationship. The relationships we form over time can become more deeply rooted if we manage ourselves appropriately when the initial reaction we receive to a no is harsh or hurtful. Leaders own their morale. Here are ways to help you address classroom, building, and/or district morale issues. 1. Communication. In addition to knowing what's going on, people need to know what you stand for. Let your students, colleagues, and staff members know what you're passionate about, what you believe in, what you think, and what you believe needs to happen next. 2. Trust. Building trust takes time. It's done when you maintain your team members' confidence, by not taking things personally, by not becoming defensive, and by trying not to offer an explanation or excuse every time you hear something you don't like. When they're taking the risk to be honest with you, it is the time to listen, not talk. 3. Placing blame. We must always take responsibility for our results. You don't want your team members worrying about how you respond when their own performance or actions are the ones being questioned. This is the time to use I or we statements in your explanations and your responses. 4. Team builder. Leaders should not delegate team building responsibilities to others, no matter how many team building activities you do or how many facilitators you bring. 5. Follow through. People don't expect their school leaders to resolve every issue, but they do expect them to listen, gather information, seek out the cause of the issue, communicate what we find, and then try to resolve it. Culture builder number 1. Team resolve. Create an environment that allows every voice to be heard, and where everyone plays a role in culturalizing the school. Begin by talking to each person privately. Ask for candid feedback and compile responses and general themes. As each person describes areas that need improving, ask, "What are you willing to invest to help me address this concern?" The message being sent with this question is that you need their help in making this change and that you cannot do it alone. Next, work together to prioritize the responses. Communicate to the entire staff the recommendations that were decided and your plan for improving your practices. Culture builder number 2. Boost your sanctuary. School offices must serve as sanctuaries where people can come to have their spirits boosted, not suppressed. Be the leader who sets the tone of the guiding principles that serve as a model of how you want others to be treated. Culture builder number 3. Beyond the checkbox. Examine what you're currently asking others in your organization to do that results in them simply checking the box without any thought, effort, or investment in the activity. Even when to-do lists are implemented with good intentions, over time, they can become mindless tasks that lose their meaning and value. Core Principle 3. Carry the banner. Passionate educators have a strong desire to impact their schools and school districts in a favorable way and understand that positive energy equals synergy that can permeate the organization. They are selfless in their actions and focus their efforts and their energy first on filling the cups of others. They also recognize the value of refilling their own cup after they've first taken care of their colleagues. By doing so, they become future-ready, not just focusing on the learning gaps of their students, but also gaining a better understanding of the opportunity gaps that exist. Culture builder number 1. The 10-minute collaborative model. Your effectiveness as a problem solver and decision maker will be great if you use a collaborative approach that allows the ideas, experiences, and perspectives of others in resolving issues. Gather a group of 4 or 5 people to resolve an issue or improve upon an idea or process. Take 1 minute to share the problem or idea and give them 2 minutes to ask clarifying questions. Group members then get 2 minutes to rapidly fire ideas and suggestions, and then 3 minutes to dive deeper into them. Culture builder number 2. Acknowledging versus ignoring inappropriate student behavior. Acknowledge that certain behaviors are not acceptable in the school environment. This sends a clear and consistent message that everyone will be held to the same high standard. Culture builder number 3, telling your school's story. Inspire students and teachers to come together on social media and share all the great things going on in your school or district. Core principle 4, be a merchant of hope. Educators who serve as merchants of hope know it's their responsibility to ignite a spark in the culture that allows every student and every staff member to be a part of something great. When students or their colleagues begin to struggle, they serve as a merchant of hope by becoming a support system to pick up the pieces, lifting up their students and their colleagues with an encouraging kind word to help them refocus in a positive way. They take time to find the joy in their daily work while recognizing there will be challenges along the way, knowing every rose has its thorns. Culture builder number 1, student interviews. Commit to personally meeting with every new student and ask them, how is this class or school different than your last one? If you became the teacher today, what is the first change you would make and why? What can I personally do to ensure your experience in the class or school is a positive one? Nothing tells a new student they're important more than taking the time to meet them personally. The status quo. We cannot accept the status quo as our standard. Our kids and our employees deserve better. Without question, every now and then, we will find ourselves visiting the world of average. But when that happens, let's not take up residence. Let us rather act with a sense of urgency to reculturalize our schools, acknowledging there is no room for the status quo.